237.
Part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. And if you are in one of three different places tonight, this is the first time you're hearing these words come to you. Welcome to our studio in New York. We like to always champion the new affiliates that decide to take the funniest broadcast in all of syndicated radio on the weekends. But tonight we welcome television audiences across the great state of Texas. So if you're in Dallas and you happen to be tuned into Channel 47, if you're in Houston and you happen to be tuned into Channel 28 and your local television there, or if you're a Verizon subscriber across the great Lone Star State, welcome on channel 27.2 or something like that there. But this is Baldwin McCullough. He is Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and the now repetitive appearer on Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump. And I am Kevin McCullough, the talk show guy. And here we are. It's Saturday night. Welcome.
Hey, Kevo.
Hey. So I want to let people know that a modern miracle just took place here. Because I had, and those of you that are new to the broadcast tonight, you'll quickly learn the habits and idiosyncrasies. I didn't say idiosyncrasies, I said the idiosyncrasies of the two of us that host this show. One of which is that I'm far too uptight about most things, and that Stephen is, well, he just doesn't care. So I had Jackie call you, because typical to form, it was about 30 seconds till we were going to launch the pre-roll to the show. And, of course, there's no sign of Stevie B in the studio. So I said, Jackie, call Steven and see where he's at.
Oh, because last week didn't help, but go ahead.
Yeah, not at all. Because you were late on the week that I was depending upon you to come in here and hijack the show.
Which I did.
Long story short. So she calls and she goes, okay, thanks, bye. She hangs up. She goes, well, he said it would be 4 minutes. And I'm going, well, that's easily 25 minutes in the Stevie B time assessment analogy.
So Steve, you're just shocked that I actually
Stephen has this ability
four minutes away to
tell you, no matter how actually far away that he is, oh, I'm only 10 minutes away. I'm just around the corner. I'm 10 minutes. So when you say four, I figure, well, that's probably not a full hour, but somewhere between like 15 minutes and a half hour away. And he walks in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, walks in the studio on the money. At 3 minutes and 57 seconds later, color me shocked and almost dead.
Well,
But you made it, so welcome.
I'm working on it. And, yo, I just got to say, booyah to all my friends in, is it the Bighorn State? Is it Bighorn?
No, the Lone Star.
Same thing.
Lone Star.
Lone Star State.
Yeah.
Got a lot of new friends.
The Bighorn.
In Texas right now. Well, Bighorn. Longhorn? Is it Longhorn?
Longhorns. See? At the University of Texas only.
Right.
If you say that in Aggieland or Baylor Country or Horned Frog Territory, you'll be in big trouble.
Right.
So just say Lone Star
State.
But
what's awesome is you're a Texan.
By birth, proud of it, can't be taken out of me.
And I'm giving a shout out to my friend Margie and her husband Jonathan.
What about our friends at Interstate Battery? Aren't they down there?
Norm Miller, yeah. All our friends at IamSecond.com.
Yeah, they're down there? I didn't know
that. They're down
there.
What
about June Hunt? You know that really old woman that's on the radio overnight?
Oh, she's not that old, son. And
I listened to her.
She probably has more listeners on her radio show than ours, but I'll have to check with you on that. But
I don't know. But,
and the fabulous Hope Center of Dallas.
Yes, which is something June's a part of.
She's the founder of it.
Yeah.
And which is awesome.
Then you got Carswell Air Force Base, west side of Fort Worth.
Right.
Actually, it's not there anymore. It became something else. It's like an Army training
camp. I got my friend Dan Southern.
Hey, Dan.
Dan's out there.
Now, we posted on the Facebooks that we were going to be on in these three new places.
I'm twitting again right now.
Okay, you twit.
I twitted a bunch before, and it's gotten retweeted. And welcome to everybody in
one
Texas to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We got a gnarly show tonight.
We do, because it's Father's Day weekend, and happy Father's Day in advance to you already. Yeah.
High five, Kevo. Happy Father. You and I
have all daughters, I have all sons.
Right. We are on polar opposites in the emotional and psychological daily experience.
Yes, exactly.
You have, like, one guy that sits around going, you know, truck. And I have two daughters that go, keys to truck.
Actually, credit card, checkbook, and keys to truck.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah, so happy Father's Day. But we're going to talk about fathers tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of an interesting thing. And by the way, I have a syndicated piece that's coming out this weekend. I want everybody to read it.
Awesome.
It's about the Superman movie. And it's not gay at all, but it's titled Clark's Two Dads.
We'll just leave that right there.
Yeah, just leave it right there.
We'll just come back after the break and see if anybody gets it.
Gay? What's going on?
I said this to you before.
Hmm?
You're a very talented writer.
Thank you.
The way you think of stuff to write about, it's shocking to me. Because you look like Clark when he was on the farm before he became Superman.
Really?
Yeah. You kind of look like right now you should, you know, be asking Dad, you know, how do I bale the hay and then go save the world?
Yeah. I never spent any time on a farm. Texas doesn't have a lot of farms. They have a lot of ranches.
What?
They have a lot of ranches.
Same thing.
No, it's not. They raise cattle.
It is.
They don't grow food.
Bighorn.
They don't grow
Lone
corn.
Star,
and wheat
all the
and all
same
that stuff.
Thing. I'm from Massapequa. What am I talking about?
I don't know.
From Long Island.
Anyway, 13 past the hour. So, yeah, so if you haven't seen it yet, Man of Steel opens this weekend. I predict, Stephen. Now, my good friend, Alicia Krauss,
right.
Who's a morning host at a radio station in Los Angeles now, saw Superman, Man of Steel last week. She posted on her blog a review, and she said, you know, it'll probably be the second highest earning film this year to Iron Man 2.
Well, they're already predicting Thursday.
Brother, if it doesn't beat every box office record superhero films,
okay,
I'll be shocked.
That's tough.
Why is that tough?
Well, just because if you look at the numbers of...
Let me ask you this. Will it eliminate any of the comic book fans that are going to come out just because it's a comic book story?
Will it eliminate?
Yeah, would they be disinclined to see it?
No.
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 Have other comic book stories been unfriendly to family or faith and family audiences?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You take the faith and family audience that is going to go nuts over this movie.
Sure.
With all the Comic-Con creepy weirdos that are out there.
Sure.
Present company included.
And Jesus died for them.
And
go ahead.
Absolutely. Which is kind of tied into this whole story.
Sure.
But this has greater potential for greater earnings than any other superhero comic book movie that's come out.
Correct. But there's one thing playing against it. It's,
which is?
Well, the highest grossing film now of all time, I believe, is... What was the one where all of them were involved?
The Avengers?
The Avengers.
This will blow the Avengers away.
Okay, wait a second. That's number one right now.
Right.
Second to that is the last Iron Man.
Iron Man 2. Three.
Three. Which was not a sequel, because what they're doing now in movies is they're not doing something that came out of the last story. They're kind of reinventing it as which is what the Superman is.
Right. This is the newest.
That gives it potential or the opportunity to maybe come right behind Avengers. If it beats Avengers, then you are a genius. And
Avengers isn't in this year's movie category.
But of all time, I just mean.
Yeah. I think it will be the top grossing film of the year. I just don't have any doubt.
Well, it will be of the year.
I've seen all of those. Well, Alicia said second to Iron Man 2 or 3, whatever just came out.
Oh, so that was this year.
And right. I'm like, nah, it's going to beat Iron Man, 15 easily.
But what was Iron Man was like 148 or 68 million something crazy opening weekend.
Yeah.
But here's what's cool about Superman. Thursday was actually a pre-opening thing that they did with some...
number of markets?
Like Walmart or Target did some weird thing where you could see it through them, or I'll look it up again. But already the amount of money it made prior to the actual day it was opening was an indicator of, you know, they take that mathematical equation, number of screens, blah, 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 and they're saying it's easily going to do over $100 million. They already know that.
Opening weekend.
But it might. They're saying it actually might beat Iron Man 3.
I'm telling you. I called it. I did, and I wrote it down, and I sent it to you yesterday. It'll be in publication tomorrow. But
I just think it's great based on what you wrote.
And you haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, man.
I tried yesterday and the day before, and my wife and kids said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it's going to be successful. I'll give you one specific reason when we come back. It's the Father's Day weekend edition of Baldwin McCullough Live. And we're coming to you on TVN.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare. They took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovel Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything?
Think again.
You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit. Bug out bag. And emergency kit. Get rescued. Or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
Saturday night, it is Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. Hello, Texas.
And New York and Florida.
And everywhere else.
Denver, Colorado.
Well, how,
where I was this week, I was in the Denver, Colorado Springs area while the fires were going on.
Mm.
That was pretty interesting. I was teaching at Summit Ministries. My one time a year this year I get to go.
Did you teach good?
I tried to. We talked about the most divisive question of our time. What do you think that question is? We'll do a survey. What do you think the most divisive question of our time is?
Well, I know what is the most divisive reality of our time, but we're not talking about those things on Baldwin McCullough Live anymore.
Well,
although last week I...
Not by specifics. Now, the most divisive question, and Ivan and Jackie can attest to this, because when my morning show was on a different television network, the most interesting show I ever did was on this topic. But the most divisive question of our time is, who is responsible for me? Am I responsible for me, or is the collective responsible for me? We broke that down for an hour and a half, and the kids
and
Summit kids are crazy because they're like so plugged into worldview already. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're like, these are the future presidents of the United States, heads of corporations, directors of vocational work and ministries and all kinds of stuff. I mean, these are the cream of the crop that go to Summit,
mm-hmm.
and it was really I mean, we bent their brain pretty good that day. It was
the
good.
Question is again, who is responsible?
Who is responsible
or?
For me? Myself,
yeah.
Or the collective?
Right. And it varies for everyone, because in my case...
Both are a little bit true.
In my case, it's always the collective.
This is true. And he lives like it.
I always have some reason for why what somebody else
he
did
does. It's, he's
is
the victim.
Why this X, Y, and Z.
And I would be the exact opposite.
Right.
And I would say, Stephen, what's wrong with you? Can't you take responsibility for anything? Like, wow, so
yeah.
Walk in my shoes 2 miles.
Yeah.
If I heard that once from you, I've heard it 1,000 times. Anyway.
And then, of course, when I'm reprimanding my children, I say, well, you know what Kevin McCullough says.
Who's responsible
don't,
for you?
Don't do as I do. Do
we had, but
as
interesting
Kevin McCullough
thing, at the end of my day, we did a Q&A at the dinner time, and we had probably about 60 kids come over and express a desire to intern for us or come to work for us at Extreme Media in some capacity.
Cool.
So the next generation of media makers touching base with us there at Summit. Hey, let's go to the phones. We got a caller from Springfield, Ohio. Line 3, Christian is there. Christian, welcome. You're on both the television and radio version of Baldwin McCullough Live this week. Welcome to the Father's Day broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Sure thing.
I called in. This is the first time I'm calling into the show. I follow, like, Stephen Baldwin on Facebook, and I called in Stephen Baldwin on the Rita Cosby show back in March and about the show called The Apprentice with Donald Trump, the All-Star.
Yeah.
And I wanted to tell him that I think he did a great job on it.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Wasn't easy.
Yeah. I think they should have fired Gary Beasley instead of...
Yeah, no kidding on that one. Hey, Christian, do you think Steven should have taken that pot shot at Donald in the limo after he was done, though? I mean, was that wise?
What's that? Say that again?
Well, when he left his parting remarks towards Donald when he was in the limo driving home?
Yeah.
Was that a good move?
Well, I mean, I can see why Stephen Baldwin would have done it, because, you know, the way that Donald Trump
loves you
let
so
go,
much. He
I
can't,
wouldn't blame
he can't
him.
Say it. He can't
so
say
I'm,
it.
I'm on Stephen's side for that.
Now, thank you very much, brother. It's,
thanks, Christian.
Rarely do I get vindicated in the eyes of Kevin McCullough.
There you go.
But appreciate that. I just had somebody mention that to me today.
Well, dude, that was the That was the hardest parting blow I've seen anybody give to Donald.
Somebody said to me today, it was about time somebody put the Donald in his place.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah.
But you guys made up.
We did.
And if he invites you back for next season, you'll be ready to go.
We'll see. I don't think so.
888-340-3373 is our number. 888-340-3373. Well, I was going to say about the, what were we going to talk about? Superman, right?
Right.
Superman. One of the reasons why I think it's you know how when digital special effects really started like taking on that like we're taking over everything in the movie business.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the first three Star Wars movies and then the second three Star Wars movies, which are really the first three stories of the
right.
six stories? Okay. My Lovely Bride hated the second three movies because she said, I feel like I'm watching a video game
right.
instead of watching a movie.
Right.
And that was because they had that. They still didn't have that, like, authentically aesthetic, pure look. You know, they looked a little bit animated still.
Right.
The Superman special effects and how they did what they did, I have no idea.
Right.
He looks like he's flying through the real sky.
I just love it.
Seamless. But they do
like
things.
He was 5 years old just at
the time. He was.
Like he would really fly.
But, you know, it wasn't any of that, like, you know, putting his arms out
awesome.
And watching the cape flap with a fan from behind or anything like that.
This.
No. And they did camera shots on him to make him look like that, you know, he like a camera supposedly in the middle of a field and you see him come zoom and then it's like the way a real camera would shoot it, but you know that there's no possible way that what's his name? Henry Cavill was able to pull that off. So this is like the effects are seamless.
Right.
So the eye the brain you're going, "Wow, he really did that."
Well, this is now the director and a whole bunch of the team behind 300
and the Dark Knight series.
Right. So this
Chris
is
Nolan.
Now right. So those guys
and
who
Zack
are
Snyder.
Who are within Hollywood, you know, there's a lot of people who frown upon those guys, meaning that are jealous because they're
right.
just so brilliant.
So successful. Yeah,
they're just so genius.
But you know what Zack Snyder said that I loved? He was asked about the comparisons of Superman and Jesus. Because if you know anything about the historical narrative of Superman, the narrative was written by two Jews, and they actually kind of originally pitched it as a narrative of Moses. But there's so many comparisons that have been made, you know, an otherworldly father and an earthly father mm-hmm. who was raising him, so forth and so on. Zack Snyder, the main director, said, he said, you know what? We didn't invent that stuff here, and we didn't soft pedal it. Like, that's part of what Superman's story is,
mm-hmm.
and we wanted it to be in there intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, because I don't know if Zack Snyder's a man of faith or anything, but that was a pretty impressive thing to hear that a Chris Nolan team had that kind of approach towards it, just trying to keep it so pure to the original, you know, ethos of
yeah.
what Superman was.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go to line one. Ralph's calling from Red Bank. Ralph, welcome.
Yeah, since this program is about Father's Day,
yes.
you all probably heard the weekly radio address by Obama when he addressed your fatherhood.
No, I didn't.
No, Ralph. Well, I was curious about that.
Yeah, and his father not being around and he was going up. Yes, indeed, you know, in interviews that he gave out there, he addressed that issue. And the man has serious abandonment issue. He is a conflicted personality.
Right.
And as far as I'm concerned, that is showing up now with the fact that this man has succeeded.
Hang on, Ralph.
Ralph, hold on. We got to take this break.
Stay right there, Ralph.
He's Baldwin.
Right
I'm McCullough. We're right back.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being here. And those of you watching on the UAN television network in Texas, welcome to the first broadcast week that we are with you, as well as 328 radio stations and Sirius XM. Don't want to leave out our satellite radio friends either. And, of course, those of you that are online. So we're just everywhere. We're on TV. We're on satellite TV cable. We're on over-the-air TV, we're on terrestrial radio, we're on satellite radio, we're online. Is there a place that you can't get us?
We're slowly taking over.
We are omnipresent.
Whoa.
For 2 hours every Saturday night.
Let's go that far. Let's not go that far.
So, okay.
Got Ralph on the line.
Yeah, Ralph, we were trying to not rush you there at the end. So, the president has abandonment issues. And
abandonment issue, and he is now showing that abandonment issue in terms of Obama being a man having no sense of direction.
Well, let me ask you this question, Ralph. Let me ask you this question, because it's Father's Day, and we're not trying to lob hand grenades at the White House tonight. Can you please move slightly to your right, whichever way right is? The camera people are
say
asking.
Say it to me like that.
Please move slightly to your right.
I barely know my left and right anyway.
Yeah. Okay, that way. Ralph, let me ask you this question. Do you think that his lack of having a good father in his life prevents him from being a good dad himself?
There is no doubt about him being a good father, and he makes up for it, I believe, the fact that, you know, the other Barack wasn't around when he was growing up. And by the way, you know, that was the name of a book by a Boston Globe journalist, a woman who went all the way to Kenya to take up the roots of Barack Hussein Obama. Now, my question to Mr., movie star, Mr. Hollywood, Stephen Baldwin, is this.
I'm fire away.
You know Roma Downey, yes?
Sorry?
You know Mark, Mark and Roma Downey,
and
right?
Team, and the name of the production in the History Channel was The Bible.
Yes.
Now, there was a character that caught the attention of the country. Was that same character put in a production, Stephen, on, you know, either by coincidence or by design? He was a lookalike of our guy.
Now, Ralph, hold on a second. Why would Stephen know this? Why would Stephen know the answer to your question? He didn't work on that show.
Well, they could have flipped that character as Stephen Baldwin, but they did not. Hello.
Okay. Do you know the guy that they picked to play Satan had a vague resemblance to Obama? Ralph wants to know if it's...
saying he had a vague resemblance to me!
If it was serious or...
Wow.
Did they do that on purpose or not?
I have no idea, and I'm pretty sure, knowing Mr. Burnett and Roma Downey, that any resemblance to Satan in the Bible series for the History Channel was purely coincidental.
All right. Ralph, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Let's talk to line two. Ken is calling from Detroit. We haven't even started our topic yet, but this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Ken, welcome. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. The question was brought up earlier.
Right.
That,
the most divisive question in history, who is responsible?
Exactly. Well, the real answer, or I should say the correct answer to that, I am responsible for my own life. I'm responsible for my own actions. But unfortunately, we live in a society today, and the idea is being promoted by, unfortunately, the Democrats, the president, unfortunately, even many Republicans, is that, the government should take care of you. We live in a time where we got, unfortunately, too many lazy people out there that, they want the government to be their mommies and their daddies and their grandmas and their grandpas. And they want the government to take care of them, to wipe their nose, to clean their butts when they need it, and, totally take care of their whole lives. And excuse me, but I say no to that. You know, I want to be the Henry Fords, the Thomas
Edison. Yeah, that's what America was best at being, was the people. Thanks, Ken, for the call. Look, every day, and this is what I told the kids at Summit, every day you wake up, you put your feet on the floor next to your bed, you stretch, and you get up, and you get ready to go. You have a freedom and an opportunity that is very rare in this world. You get to go out and decide what your future is going to be.
Hmm.
Now, there's other people that get out, they put their feet on the floor next to their bed, and they go, oh, man, the whole system is rigged against me. Everybody's out to get me. It's just terrible. The most divisive question, we're not talking about that tonight, though. We're going to talk about dads, and we'll get that underway when we continue. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real, performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR.
4420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spell E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine. Has a 100-year shelf life and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's Financial Doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986. 7-3.
New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us every single Saturday night, same time, 9 to 11 Eastern, and in places from Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way to Orlando, Florida, and from places like New York City all the way to San Diego. And tonight, we're welcoming in viewers from Texas, all across the Lone Star State, Dallas-Fort Worth, Channel 47, Houston, Channel 28, and of course, statewide on Verizon at Channel 27. And Jeremy called from the Dallas area just minutes after we were on and said he was loving the show. He was watching it on Channel 47. And Jeremy, thanks for the shout-out tonight. He's Stephen Baldwin, the actor. I'm Kevin McCullough, the talk show host, syndicated and heard worldwide. and Stephen, you wanted – it's Father's Day weekend, and so it's kind of special to you and I. In fact, we thought about taking tonight off, but we said, no, let's – let's do a real show, and let's welcome Texas in a Baldwin McCullough way, truly and wonderfully. But you found this weird story online.
Yes, I did. So, you know, as usual, you and I... Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, sir. You and I, we like to find topics of discussion that are...
That affect our lives.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you like to find smart stuff. I like to find weird stuff. I really like to find stuff that, you know, it would be something very abstract or new or odd or different, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm surfing around, and I'm looking up Father's Day stuff.
Right.
And I come across this fascinating survey that was held by this website that, for the most part, it's a website that hosts married couples who are interested in cheating on their spouses.
Jeez.
Yeah. And again, the headline for this article that I found was Father's Day, Ashley Madison says dads may be celebrating with kids they did not spawn.
Right. Now, just as a word of clarification, Ashley Madison is a website that was set up for people who wanted to cheat on their spouses.
Something like that.
So it's all designed to inherently attract people that are interested in being unfaithful from the beginning. So what you're saying is the website did a survey of the members that are participating in such a website.
Correct.
And what did the survey find?
The survey found that of 102,000 women surveyed that are participating in this, it found that, I want to get this right now.
Right.
Forgive me. 9% of the 102,000 women admitted that they had done so and that their husbands are not aware of it, meaning 9% of the women, of the 102,000, admitted that they had a child that their husband did not know about. Now, 16% of that 9%,
right.
And I've, you know, I'm rounding it off now, so...
No, 16% of the 100,000.
No.
Yep.
Nine...
Go back and read the story.
Oh, go ahead.
9%. Was that 16% was of the same number? But go ahead.
Finish I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I thought it was. That's even worse.
And you add them together, they make up almost 23% of the 102,000. But the 16%
did said they had a child through this process of taking on another lover, extramarital lover, and had a child that the husband didn't know about.
Right.
So and then I guess for some kind of, you know, consolation, they said to themselves, well, and it's probably, you know, if I wasn't sure, it's probably my last child.
Right.
So if they had three kids, then the last one may be the one in question. And I'm sitting there, I'm reading this, and I'm going, you've got to be kidding
me. And, Stephen, these are the ones that answered the question on the survey.
But that's what I'm saying.
I mean,
and only 102,000.
Well, but think about this raw number.
Millions and millions
right.
of people participated.
102,000, 9%. Is over 9,000 women that did this.
So there's 9,000 kids running around saying, Happy Valentine's Day.
Just of those 102,000 people,
right.
There's 9,000 kids running around
right.
going, Happy Father's Day to someone that's not their dad. And they don't know.
Yeah.
And the father doesn't know.
Yeah.
Only the mom knows.
Right.
And then 16%, which is another 16,000, said that they were unsure if their final kid was or wasn't.
That it could be.
Yeah. So you have as many as 23%, 25% of the 102,000 people.
Right.
That could be having Father's Day tomorrow under very false pretenses.
So before I came to the show, I'm at home, the kids are out, and my wife Kenya and I are sitting there. She makes me a fabulous...
Did you tell her about this story?
Well, that's where I'm going.
Okay.
She makes me a fabulous little bologna sandwich. We're having a little snack. We're talking. And she goes, so what are you talking about on the show tonight? I said, well, honey, I came across this article where, you know, there may be 16,000 kids running around America that the husbands don't know. That I explained the whole thing to her, and she, like, is gobs. Like, she can't even, like, her hard drive of her mind just freezes. The little colored ball is spinning
right,
in her
right.
eyes. And
the rainbow
going,
wheel.
She's like... This is a joke. This couldn't possibly be a real reality, like a true situation. I said, babe, the world is uglier than you realize. You just do what you do every day and keep praying and reading your Bible.
Do lots of praying.
Cracking the whip on me.
That's
and
right.
Making sure that I, you know, stay on the right path and et cetera, et cetera. But even me, I'm somebody who has a pretty wild imagination. But
you worked in Hollywood for 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much of anything that you didn't see at some point.
I cannot, and like you just suggested earlier, this is probably the tip of the fingernail of the reality of the true numbers of this. The number of fathers that will celebrate tomorrow that have no idea their last kid in line who, that guy's walking around going, oh, I didn't know I had any, you know,
blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids.
Latino in me, you know, or whatever it is, you know.
Okay, so here's what we want to talk about. 888-340-3373. What if you were a father in that situation and you happened to find out? And maybe not even through, you know, like confession of your spouse, but like for whatever reason, you became aware of the fact that this was not your child and you had thought that they were this whole time. Would you be able to parent that child? Would you be able to stay in that fathering, parenting relationship? Would it be fair to even ask you to? Why or why not? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and we're grateful to be with you every week on 300-plus stations across the country, Sirius XM. And now, an entire television network in the great state of...
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Oh.
Yes.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Happy Father's Day to all. Welcome to the great state of Texas and everybody else. We're excited because we're now on the television in Texas, and we said hi to all our folks. What's the name of the TV network?
UAN. The UAN network, and it's in Dallas-Fort Worth on Channel 47, Houston, Texas, 28, Channel 28, and on Verizon cable throughout the state of Texas on Channel 27.
And we're talking about tonight an interesting article that I found on Ashley Madison.
Happy Father's Day. It may not be yours. That's what we're talking about.
And, you know, it's in the...
So you're sitting at lunch tomorrow, and... an amazing amount of conviction comes on your guilty, blonde-headed spouse, and she says, and I have statistical analysis as to why I said blonde-headed.
You have a whole lot of blondes in Texas right now going, hey, hold on a second there, McCullough.
And she says to you, sweetie, I got something to tell you. Little Frankie, he's not your child.
What's even?
How would you respond?
What's even creepier?
888-340-3373.
What's going to happen after tonight's broadcast is the number of fathers tomorrow. They're going to be, honey, I need a blood sample. I need a blood sample of little Timmy. I've got to run a little DNA test there. Just saying. Why? Because Stephen Baldwin says he may not be mine. Stephen Baldwin. He got fired up as a Gary Busey. What does he know?
That's right.
But then there were some other interesting questions.
Okay.
In this, I love this kind of stuff. I love cooking.
Well, the
stuff.
Survey, yeah, the Huffington Post did a separate survey at the end of the article that talked about the Ashley Madison thing.
Sure.
And they broke down the hair color of those who cheat.
What colored hair would women have who are most likely to cheat? We're here with...
Blonde.
So, black, brown,
blonde,
red, or blonde. Blonde-headed women are most likely...
By what percentage?
...to cheat on their... Oh, I don't know. I can't...
It was 42%.
Was it?
42%.
What profession?
By the way, second were redheads. Thirds were brunettes. Brunettes were only like 9% likely to cheat.
Yeah.
And black-haired women. The darker the hair got. So, blonde, ginger, brunette... Black.
Right.
The color spectrum. The sure. lighter the hair, the sure. more likely you are to cheat.
Sure. And my wife is...
According to their survey.
Brown. So I'm happy.
Yeah, I've got a very brunette to black-haired gal. So
Amen.
She's like right
Praise
there.
Praise God. What profession, somebody who's a lawyer, teacher, doctor, or involved in IT is most likely to cheat on their spouse? What do you think, Kevo?
I don't know.
Come on, guess.
Lawyer.
Lawyer. Good. That would be good. IT. IT. Somebody involved that's a
web nerd.
Yeah, a web nerd.
Wow.
More likely to cheat. What percentage of those are more likely to cheat? What percentage of women and men? 15 to 20% women are in that dynamic, meaning opposed men or women. We'll be right back after this.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.